Well, in 21, I had some issue with the governor's office and the governor in particular. We were trying to talk about a couple of three big policy issues. And I, sitting there in his office, I kept getting the same response. You'll have to wait till my budget address. You'll have to wait till my budget address. Well, let's just work on the policy. I'll even sign a non-disclosure agreement. Let's just work on the policy. Couldn't get a different response. So in 22, I filed the budget for the House, which was the first time in the history of Kentucky the General Assembly had actually done that. Now that's a bigger deal than you think, because the governor would normally prepare the entire budget, set his priorities, his narratives, his themes, his promises, his threats, his whatevers. And then the chair of A&R would have to sign it sight unseen, file it as A&R chair's bill, and then work it through with modifications thereafter. I did that in 21, and then in 22, I did not and have not since. We made it our own budget. We're listening to the priorities of our local people, filtered up through our representatives, through our senators, and then setting our budget theme, narrative, and our goals ourselves. Made a big old difference, because by doing so, we started to do a few things. Living within our means. Revenue comes in here, doesn't mean you have to spend here. Revenue comes in here, you can spend down here and bank the remainder into a reserve account. So that's what we started doing. We started looking for ROI, return on investment, of everything that we put out. Taxpayer money that we're in trust holding for their benefit. What we'd ask, the simple question, what is their benefit by spending this money? So you don't spend as much when you look at needs versus wants, and you actually look for ROI, and then you get better investment of those funds that get a better ROI back to the state and to locals.